Praise the Lord. Message number 76. The title of the message, the mission and the work of the church in the New Testament, part 2. Let's open our Bible to book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. The Lord say, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Thank you, Lord, for this time. We bless you, Master, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Anoint, O Lord, my lips, O God, and anoint the message, and let the message reach your people. And I pray that many will respond and rise up to serve you and do their responsibilities as a royal priest unto you, O God, to go on and bring souls into thy kingdom. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord, he said that you receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Why we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit? And that is the will of God. The Holy Spirit is God, and God wants us to be filled with Him. That's why we need to live in holiness, fully sanctified and consecrated ourselves to the Lord. So the Holy Spirit will come and fill us. The Holy Spirit is the presence of God in our life, and we need the Holy Spirit so that we will be able to pass trials, persecution, hardship, overcome struggles, and that's why we need the Holy Spirit. But in verse 8, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he said that why we need to receive the Holy Spirit and what kind of power he will give us. He said, you will be my witnesses. God will give us the Holy Spirit so that you will live with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the gift of the Holy Spirit. We live in holiness so that we can be a good witnesses of God to the people who are around us. In this verse, there are mentioned four words. We want to explain them and how we see them now. How we can see them for us as a church. How we can see them, these words, to each and every member of the church in this present age. He said, you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Now Jerusalem, for us is, we can say that, is the family, because the believer, they were living in Jerusalem. So he told them, where's Jerusalem? And Jerusalem is part of Judea. There are many cities in Judea, part of Judea, and then if they separate to Judea, let them go to Samaria, that is outside from Judea, and then to the end of the earth. Now for us as a people who serve God, how we can divide these things as a territory for us, as a worker or as a church to reach? Jerusalem is our immediate family, husband and wife and children, or some other members, we are living together. Our immediate family, your children, your spouse, your parents. This is your Jerusalem. That's why we have family worship, the Bible reading. Parents are responsible to nurture their children, homeschooling, discipline them, discipline the youth. That is the responsibility as a family, as a local congregation in the church. That is your Jerusalem. But that's not enough. Some people, they say, oh, I am busy with my family. Most important is my son and my daughter and my wife. Yeah, this is most important, but that's not enough. As you achieve that, then you need to move forward into Judea. Judea is the area around you, your neighbors, your calling in the office, those people whom you meet in the streets, those people whom you know in the markets, when you go on shopping, these are your Judea. Those who are around you in the same city where you are living, this is for you is a Judea. And then Samaria, what is Samaria? Is the other cities within the same country that you are living. In the country that we are living, there are many cities, villages, towns. These are Samarias. They are far from us, but God called us to spread the gospel to them. So we are based in the family. And the family is the local congregation of the church. That is Jerusalem. And then Judea, our neighbors around us. People whom we can meet daily and they are accessible to us easy. Judea, Samaria, the next cities and villages and towns within the same country that you are living or we are living. And then to the end of the earth, here extend to another countries or continent or nation who are in other places of the world outside the country that you are living. As we are living, as we are working, as we are earning our daily living, as we are caring for our families, as we are doing our ministries in the local church that God had placed us, still there must be a burning desire, there must be a compassion, there must be longing to spread to the surrounding around us, to penetrate and to reach the next city, and in our heart and mind the thought and the willingness that we take the gospel to areas where the gospel is not known. This is the mission of the church. The Lord wants us to bring His gospel to the people around us. Those who are immediate, in the neighborhood, in the next cities, and in other countries all over the world. In Matthew chapter 4, we'll get some scripture from the book of Matthew so we can describe our mission and our work as a church. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 to 22. And Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James son of Zebedee and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus was evangelizing, and that's what we need to do. We need to evangelize. We need to spread the gospel. You know, we go and move and we have friends and talks. We meet people, we speak about different kind of subjects and different kind of issues, and we give opinions, but we forget to speak about the gospel. That should be our priority. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 9 to verse 13, let's read. Jesus calling another disciple. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? On hearing this, Jesus said, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Now, Jesus had called Matthew, and then he went to his house. He's taking dinner with him, and many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with them. What for Jesus went to his house? Not to eat or drink, not for party, but to preach the gospel. Now, we move with friends, with contact, with relatives. We love to attend weddings and birthday parties. And these are the idols for the world. We don't go to such places to eat. If the Holy Spirit leads us to go and evangelize, well, but if you go to eat or drink and you become worldly more, you better not to reach such places. God called us to be among the people, but not to do the things that the people are doing. God put us in the world, but not to do what the world is doing. God called us to call people from darkness into the light, to evangelize, to make disciples, and that is not enough, but to make them multiplier. Making disciples is like caring for a newborn children. It is much effort, patience, perseverance, long-suffering, willingness to give, willingness to invest your life and all what you have in the life of the people. And that's what the Lord did. He invests his life in the life of the people, in the life of his 12 apostles. He invests his life. In Matthew chapter 10, and let's read verse 1 to verse 4. He called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. What do we find here? That those whom he called, one of them, a few of them that we have read, Simon and his brother Andrew and James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, and Matthew, when they respond to God, to the call of God, they become his disciples, they follow him, and now they are the apostles. In other gospels, it mentioned that the Lord designated them as apostles. So they are now multiplier. They will, the apostles, they are sent forth to preach the word of God and to start the work of God based on his word. The meaning of apostles is they are sent forth. So here finally, we need to not only evangelize, but we need to make disciples. And the disciples, if you are disciples, it's not for enough for you to be a disciple, but you need to be a multiplier to teach others to follow God as you are following. Now here, where the mission of the church, these are the things that you must discern. As Jesus did, we need to do. As he evangelized, we need to evangelize. As he make a disciple, we need to disciple the people whom we evangelize. And not only to disciple them, but they need to be a multiplier as we are. If you are not a multiplier, if you are not bringing other people to Christ, then that is your sin. James chapter 4 verse 17. James chapter 4 and verse 17. Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and does not do it sins. Now this is our mission as a church. Not only me or a few people will evangelize and make disciples. Every one of us who are committed, who called himself a royal priest, he need to evangelize, to reach new people. Some of you are just busy with your own family, with your own children, but you forget your neighbor, you forget the people in the city, you forget other city, you forget that you are called by God to evangelize into the whole world. Amen. The Lord today is waking us up. God wants us to fully obey him and abide with his word. Why we are not moving? Lack of compassion. There is no burning compassion in our heart for the lost. Lack of concern. Selfishness. And sometimes laziness. Lazy because to care and go and make disciples costs much. Laziness one side. Selfishness other side. But you must know that these all are sin. Your lack of in you souls, every one of us should have a bunch in his hands. Every one of us should have a bunch in his hand. At least 12 people. As the Lord had 12 and he invested his life on them, the same for us. Out of the ministry of Jesus, 120. They were meeting before the day of Pentecost, before the falling of the Holy Spirit. The same for us, the same for you today. We need to evangelize. Sometime God is using the people that you are reaching to humble you, to change your character, to give you patience, to give you perseverance, to teach you to suffer for him. And you must know also that when you don't move to serve the Lord and do his will, the more you have bondages. Some people, they say, I don't have time, I have more problems. This is because lack of evangelism, lack of discipleship. The more you preserve yourself away from the work of God, the more in bondage, the more in sickness, the more in sadness, God wants you to jump into the field of the work of God. Sometimes people does not like to evangelize because they don't want to disturb the people's feeling. They don't want that the people will laugh on them. They don't like to hear bad opinion of the people about them. The Lord say in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 and 33, what the Lord say, whoever acknowledge me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disown me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. Why he say that? He will know. He know that some of us might be ashamed to speak about Christ. Sometimes you are ashamed from your parents, your children, your wife, your husband, your neighbors, your relative, to speak and tell them about Christ. Or you are ashamed to tell them about the word of God. Because many who are around us, they claim to be Christian, but they are not disciplined and they are not a disciple. What is our duty as a church? First, we are called to reach the lost and teach them how they can be saved. Jesus died for them and showed them from the scripture that their sin is separating them from God. They need to repent and they need to accept the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross as atonement for their sin. That's the only way. And they need to give their life to the Lord and accept him as Savior and Lord over their life. That is the way to be saved. And second, to disciple them. Many who are professing Christian, they believe in Christ, they believe that he died for their sin. But that is not enough. They need to be discipled. They need to be our true followers. We need to disciple those people. We need to show them how to live as a true Christian life. From the scripture, not according to the tradition. Many who are coming from a traditional churches, many who are coming from idol worship churches. We don't need to respect those churches because they are not teaching correctly the word of God. They are not teaching the discipline of the word. We need to take hold of those people and disciple them. God will give you the grace and the wisdom and the means, and he will prepare certain people who are willing to be discipled if you are willing to do the work of God. And I pray that the message will convict you to commit your life and ways fully unto the Lord and start to do the work of God. What else? After making disciple, the third point is, part of the discipleship is to make them multiplier. As the Lord make the apostle multiplier, the first disciples that he make, he designated him as apostle to go and multiply. The same way, the process of discipleship, our mission as a church and our work, is to raise up and equip workers to do the work of God, equipping them and training them as the Lord trained them and commissioned them, lay hand on them, give them authorities as the Lord gave authority from the word, authority from the Holy Spirit, and authority also the church approve and appoint leaders, so that they can go and do the work of God. Now, that is what God wants us to do. The message is motivation. The message is to make you realize what the thing that you are called to do. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. The Lord said to his disciple, He said to them, go into the whole world and preach the good news to all creation. That is our field. The whole world, to all creation. All colors, all nationalities, all languages, all the countries. As a church, we have a strategy, we have a mission to go. He gave us the go signal. Go and make disciples. Go and preach the gospel. In Mark, he said, go and preach. Go into the whole world. Go into all the world and preach the good news. The commission here is go and preach the gospel. In Matthew also he say go. Matthew 28 and verse 19. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Now here, to go and make disciples. This all commission of the Lord. These things, these verses, these promises should empower us with authority to go forward. And I pray that as you hear the message, laziness, discontentment, fear, selfishness will all go away. And I break it, all these bondages in the name of Jesus. Even as you go forward to do the work of God, the Lord will heal you and deliver you. But we do the work of God with a strategy. Our strategy is to evangelize. After we evangelize, we make disciples who follow the Lord as we follow. And then those who are willing, we are called to train them to bring others into the kingdom of God. In Acts chapter 10 and verse 42, Acts chapter 10 and verse 42, while Simon Peter were in the house of Cornelius, while he was preaching his sermon to them, he said this, he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. He commanded us. We have no other choice to preach and to testify. What we will tell them about Jesus, he is the appointed judge by God. We will speak about his second coming also. He is coming soon. That's why you need to follow him. When the Lord will come, he will not forgive, but he will judge. Judgment is at the door. We as a church, we need to stand. We need to do our work faithfully as God wants us to be. The Lord will direct us, and he will help us to do it faithfully. The Lord will lead us to people who are willing, and he will direct us to them. But we need to be willing and ready to do the work of God. In the book of Acts, we can read many, many occasions and many, many situations that the Lord was with his church, with his people, with his apostles, and he led them to people who are willing to accept the gospel, accept the word of God. Let me now ask you one question. What is your ambition now? What's your plan? What you want to? Whom you want to reach? Where you want to reach? Many, they have ambition to be successful in their work, to reach some other important places in the world, to live a better life, There is Europe, America, Canada, Australia. These are the famous countries. But let us read what was the ambition of Paul. Romans chapter 15 verse 20. It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation. See, it has always been my ambition. What was his ambition? Not to reach, not to have other nationality, or he get another passport, or he will get a bigger car, or he will get a nice house, a bigger house, what we have. His ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, or his word is not revealed. That should be our ambition. My brothers, my sister, my co-workers, that is should be your ambition, to reach the lost where Christ is not known. Let's pray. Let's kneel down. Lord, you help me. You guide me. You strengthen me, O God. Tell him, Lord, I am willing. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that I receive from you. Thank you for all my talents, the word of God, your promises, your commission, your authority that you give me. Lord, I am willing to go forward. Tell him, Lord, I commit my ways unto your hand. Lead me, O God, to the people who are willing to listen and obey. Lord, give me patience, perseverance, long-suffering to go and preach the gospel, to disciple the people and teach them your ways. And I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you use this message to raise up many people and to equip them to be an effective workers, to go and do the work and help us in expanding your word and your kingdom. Bless us, Lord, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.